Motorcycle Man.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to episode 196 of the Motorcycle Men podcast and another interview episode for your listening pleasure. Hey, thank you for tuning in and listening to this show and, of course, for listening to all of the Motorcycle Men episodes. If you'd like to help out the show, you can go to our website at motorcyclemen.us, and there you can click on the donate button if you'd like to help us out with a PayPal donation. And another way you can help us out is give us some feedback. Yes, go over to iTunes and give us a rating. All right, we accept that. That's great. And while you're at it, send us an email to motomenpc@gmail.com, or you can go to our contact page on the website and send us a note there. I read all of our email, and we will comment on our next show. Hey, listen, you hear me talking about it all the time, but for the best of motorcycle jeans, there's only one place you should be going. That's right. You know it's Tobacco Motorwear Company. Dave and the guys over there make great motorcycle riding jeans for men and women. Not only do they perform well, but they are also the best looking and most comfortable selvedge jeans you will ever own. These jeans are available in indigo and black, and for further protection and style, you can get yourself a California riding shirt, available in copper, carbon, and moss colors. Very comfortable, safe, and it looks absolutely stunning. I wear a pair of Tobacco riding jeans and the California riding shirt each time I go out, and sometimes I wear them when I'm not riding. That's right, boys and girls, they are not just for riding. They're for everyday use. That's right. I've had these jeans and this riding shirt for over a year now, and they look just as good now as they did the day I got them. New also is the McCoy riding jacket. Very attractive water-repellent wax canvas jacket with armor for men and women. Has a flannel lining, underarm vents, and airflow sleeves. Available in men and women's sizes. Also is new to Tobacco Motorwear is the brand new Journeyman pants. The Journeymans are inspired by the work pants adopted by these tradesmen and craftsmen. They have a rugged look but are extremely comfortable. Washed duck canvas feels soft from day one and gets better with wear. These pants are made to stand up to anything you can throw at them. And as always, tobacco gear is made here in the USA. So go to Tobacco Motorwear for men's and women's riding jeans, shirts, jackets, graphics, tees, and accessories. There's a special link just for Motorcycle Men listeners who want to order from Tobacco Motorwear in the show notes and on the Motorcycle Men website homepage. Or you can call them at 747-666-5741 and tell Dave and the crew that the Motorcycle Men sent you. You can use that coupon code MOTOMEN when ordering. And the Motorcycle Man podcast is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. The foundation was started by cancer survivor David Calderello to help other families who are struggling through the personal, emotional, physical, mental, and financial struggles of cancer. If you'd like to help out and be part of something that actually makes a difference, donate today to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. Links will also be in the show notes, and there's also a link to David's Dream and Believe on the Motorcycle Men website. Now, so you're thinking about doing a long-distance, multi-day tour, right? And you're not sure what to do. The things you need to consider, aside from where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat, and, of course, the money end of it, there's also the logistics of a trip like this. Where are you going? Where are you staying? Where are you camping? The timing of it all, the expense, and what do you need to bring with you? Now, while you're racking your brain trying to figure all this out, there's another way. The other alternative is to let someone else take care of all of that, and you just got to show up and ride. My guest today has all the answers to these touring questions. And joining me tonight, all the way from, where are you from?
Colorado.
The whole state or any particular part?
Oh, just up in the mountains. They don't let me around normal folk no more.
Okay. Mr. Gary Fleshman from Orange and Black Tours. Gary, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's really good to finally get to talk to you, Ted.
I'm glad I have you here because, you know, we had some little chit-chat before we started the show, and I can tell this is going to be a fun interview. So I was talking with your cohort in crime, Dave, over there in the UK, right? And he said I should be speaking to you, and he's going to tell you we're going to talk about all this tours that you guys do. Now, why don't you tell us who you are? Tell us about your motorcycle surf, your motorcycle self, and what you do.
Okay, well, first of all, my name is Gary Fleshman, but I just go by Bear. Some people say unbearable, but I go by Bear. Anyway, I am the chief operations officer and also primary tour guide for Orange and Black Harley-Davidson authorized motorcycle tours in the United States.
Excellent. Wow. So that's quite a mouthful. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about Orange and Black?
Orange and Black is the Harley-Davidson authorized tour program for a company that's based in the UK that's called HC Travel. We do guided and self-guided tours throughout the United States, and HC Travel does tours throughout the rest of the world.
Okay. So now, now knowing that you do tours in Europe and rest of the world, but we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on your tours here in the United States. So how many U.S. rides and tours does Orange Black offer, and how many tours do you do in a year?
Well, basically, we've got 8 different tours that we do on a regular basis. The most popular one is Route 66, primarily because about 95% of our clientele come from overseas. But we have Route 66. We have another one, which is Wild Wild West, which takes in the best sites of the western United States. Of course, we go to Sturgis. We've got a PCH tour that goes from Seattle all the way down to San Diego. We have my specialty also, which is Rocky Mountain High Tour, and that is Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, some of the really good stuff there. We also have the High Chaparral Tour, which takes in the southwestern United States. Another one of my specialty tours, which is Legends of the West, where we go to all these places where things really happened, like Tombstone, goes to Old Mesilla, New Mexico. We go all the way to the Alamo. So it's a lot of the history-based. And then we have the Live in the Deep South Tour, which is running right now. And that's a loop in the South that takes in Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, Tale of the Dragon, Blue Ridge Parkway, a lot of really cool stuff there. And then we also do custom design tours. So if we have a group of people that want to do a custom itinerary, we can design it for them, make all the arrangements, and even have a tour guide and support vehicle if they want.
Wow. That's kind of like outlines the whole kit and caboodle right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Of all these destinations here that you have here in the U.S., you went through a whole bunch of them right there. Now, is there any that you didn't mention?
Well, I've got a couple that I've got in the works that
you
I am developing.
Some in the work? Really?
Yes, I'm designing a new one right now, which is kind of based on two things. It's kind of based on one which is the predecessor of Route 66, which is the Lincoln Highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes right through your area. It goes
yeah.
right through New Jersey.
It yep. ends. It actually depends on which way you look at it. I like to say it ends in Atlantic City and starts in, I can give you the exact town. I want to say Albright, but that's not it. It's in Oregon.
San Francisco.
Oh, wait a minute. Really? Because that's Route 30.
That's 30 and, yeah. Well, it's based on that. This one is the Lincoln Highway. It's based on the Lincoln Highway. If you go to the Lincoln Highway Association, they've got it all mapped out.
No kidding.
It's a really cool map. So I'm putting that together. But it's also based on... it's also based on George Wyman and his ride across the United States.
Yes, I'm very familiar with that.
The first motorized vehicle, not the first motorcycle, the first motorized vehicle to go across the continental United States.
Now, how much of George Wyman's route do you follow?
Well, he followed a lot of the Lincoln Highway. Actually, the Lincoln Highway actually paralleled the railroad tracks, and he rode a hell of a lot on the railroad tracks.
Yes, I know.
Just because there were no roads,
right?
Or the roads that were there were, a foot deep in mud.
You're right.
So, and you can't do that on a motorized bicycle too easily.
No.
So, but this one is going to be, it's the Lincoln Highway and first motorcycle across America tour. And
that
it's going to be
that's a long one.
Yeah. Well, you guys need to take the show on the road with me and come along with me on that one for 20 days and we'll do the show while we're going.
I would love to do that. Oh, my God. That would be so fun.
Yes.
Okay, well, so as you already stated that one of your most popular tours is the Route 66 tour. Now, you do have what I can see is three, possibly four Route 66 tours. Is that your most popular ride, anything that's Route 66?
Well, that's the one that's the most iconic and the one that has the most international appeal. The one that we get most people from overseas, they want to do Route 66. Just because it's pure Americana.
Okay.
And it's also what I like to refer to as it's the real America. Because, sure, you go to some of the tourist spots and some of the big tourist destinations.
Right.
But my favorite part about it is that you go through small town America. And you get to meet the locals. You get to meet the real Americans. You know, not what you see or hear on the news or in the media overseas. And you find out that people here are really friendly. They're really nice. Not what they hear and see in the media over there all the time. And it's a real eye-opener. Even Americans that I've had go on the tour have said it's a life-changing experience. It's something that really brings America to light.
Yeah. What's your average attendance on that ride? On any one of them?
Well, on any tour, we average about 8 to 12 bikes. So it can be upwards around 20, 24 people. We get
really?
A lot of couples. Yeah, we get a lot of couples. But we average 8 to 10 bikes. Our minimum to run a tour is 8 motorcycles.
What's your max?
Maximum is 15. That's part of the Harley-Davidson authorized program. We're not allowed to do more than 15 motorcycles in a group.
Okay.
And anything beyond that, it gets a bit difficult to manage. We have made a few exceptions. I did one for a hog chapter in the UK, and I did Route 66 with them. With 28 motorcycles.
Wow. Oh, that hurts just thinking about it.
Well, yeah, it's like herding cats, you know.
Well, let me ask you this question.
That's any tour.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, on your average tour, let's take for any one. Let's take, for example, the Route 66 original. How many ride leaders will you have with that?
One.
Just one. Now, do you have an additional rider from the company?
No. What we do have in the back of the group is the support vehicle, which carries luggage. Right. And I have a communication system. I've got an AutoCom communication system, which allows me to talk to my support vehicle driver via radio or via cell phone. So I use long distance radios to be able to talk to him, keep the group together. If there's a problem, anything happens, he can tell me immediately.
So I imagine that the larger the group you have, the more the logistics and the communication gets critical.
Oh, yes. Even in a small group, even when it's 8-9 bikes, if you're going through a town with a lot of stoplights and a lot of turns, you know, you get groups that are split up by lights. So that's where the radio really comes in, to where he can tell me, hey, I got 5 bikes stopped at a light. So I can either slow down the group or stop the group somewhere safe and wait for them to catch us up so they don't miss a turn and get separated.
Ah, okay. What's the longest tour and what's the longest tour that you offer?
Longest and longest. I am guessing.
Longest and shortest.
Mileage.
Yeah, okay. Mileage, yes. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it this way. Longest in mileage and longest in days and shortest in mileage and shortest in days. I guess it's
good. Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
The longest one in mileage, that's kind of a tie-up between either Route 66 or the Legends of the West Tour. That's the longest mileage. And then the longest days is the Wild Wild West Tour when you do both halves, and that's 16 days.
Yikes.
Yeah. The shortest tours that we do, one would be Sturgis. That is, you know, 10 days. And that's, you know... Actually, that one is still almost 1,600 miles.
Yay. Wow.
Because we start and end at Denver. We just do a big loop.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, we also have the Wild Wild West Tour. You can do just the first half or just the second half, or you can do all of it. And if you do just the first half or second half, that's only 8 days.
Now, with the, well, let's go back briefly to the Sturgis Rally in the Old West. That one, as you have it, it shows here 11 days. How many days do you spend at Sturgis?
We've got 4 full days.
No kidding.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. And well, I'm sorry. I think it's 5 full days. We do a daily ride out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning we'll go out to, like, you know, the Badlands and then go up. Yeah. And then we'll go up to Waldrug and then hit, the South Dakota Air and Space Museum on the way back to Rapid City. And then if anybody wants to go to Sturgis, then we ride into Sturgis for the evening.
Oh, okay.
And then the next day, we'll ride all the way down to Custer, go through Custer State Park, take road Iron Mountain Road 16A, then go to Mount Rushmore, then into Deadwood, and then into Sturgis.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got it pretty well planned out. Then we go to Crazy Horse, and we do all the different rides in the area in the morning.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, we just drop you off at Sturgis because it's real easy to get back to the hotel from Sturgis.
Right.
And now, trying to keep a group together in Sturgis.
Well,
is just,
that's what. That was going to be my next question. I was going to say, once you get into Sturgis, is it like, well, the cats take off and now you're got to try to herd them all back together, right?
Yeah, we give everybody a map of how to get from Sturgis back to our hotel in Rapid City and say, okay, right. don't drink and ride, of course.
Right.
We'll find your way back. We'll see you tomorrow morning because there's no way you're going to be able to find one person when you have 200,000 people walking around.
Yeah.
That's
now,
just impossible.
The longest tour in days you said was 16?
Yeah, 16 days. That's the Wild Wild West tour.
And now the shortest tour in days appears to be the Desert Canyons and Historic Route 66 tour.
Yeah, and that's the first half of the Wild Wild West tour.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we've got two loops we have two loops that we do in and out of Las Vegas. So you start and end in Las Vegas on each loop. So you can do just the first half, or you can do just the second half, or you can do the whole thing.
Okay. I like, if I had to go through, I went through your entire website looking at all these tours, and I'm oohing and eyeing through the whole thing. My favorite is this particular one, the Desert Canyons and Historic Route 66 tour. That's my favorite right now. But anything that stops in Moab, Utah is my favorite also.
Okay.
So,
okay.
What's your favorite?
That's like asking someone with eight kids which is their favorite.
Okay, well, you're going to have to pick.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. It depends on what I want to do. You know, if I'm going for Americana and history and stuff like that, then, yeah, Route 66, I love it, you know, for people and all that. That's the one that I've done the most of as well. I used to do, on my own, working for different companies, I used to do camping tours of it. I've been doing Route 66 for almost 25 years now.
No kidding.
So I've done it about 120-odd times.
Wow.
I stopped counting after 100. Yeah, I stopped counting after about 100. I'm like, okay, yeah, I've done it enough. I know. So that one does have kind of a special place in my heart. For me, it's one big family all the way from Chicago to L.A. with all the people
kidding.
I know and everything. Yeah. So, but that's that one. Now, if I'm going for scenery, that one is the one that you like. That's at Desert Canyons and 66. That's basically the whole Wild West tour for me is just the scenery because you got Zion, you have Bryce, Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, Monument Valley. I mean, just and Grand Canyon. I mean, that one really does have some of the best of the southwestern, you know, the main destinations that you just got to see that are on the bucket list.
Yeah, that's an 8-day tour, so pretty much anybody can do that. You know, if you get a week's vacation, you're done. That's beautiful. I love the Southwest personally. I just have a massive attraction to the Southwest and the desert region, stuff like that. Stuff is beautiful. Now you have self-guided tours as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the self-guided tours, any of the itineraries that we have as a guided tour, you can also do them as a self-guided tour.
Oh, okay.
And what that means is that we can provide the motorcycle, considering that most of our tours, or most of our people that come for the tours, most of our participants, they come from the UK or from Europe or somewhere like that, so they need a motorcycle as well. So the self-guided tour typically includes a motorcycle rental. It includes the hotels. And it also includes a very thick and compendious road book, which has directions, things to do, what to see, where to go, the different routes, and any support or anything that you need on top of that as well. So if you got a problem, you know, you call me up and say, hey, I got a problem, then we're there to try and help you as much as we can, within reason.
All right. Now that's pretty good. So somebody can actually, they don't necessarily need a tour leader. That you're just giving them everything they need to go on this ride, and then they're off on their own.
Right. All the hotel reservations are made for them. The motorcycle reservation is made for them. You can do a self-guided tour and bring your own bike if you're here in the States. Yeah. All you got to do is say, hey, I'm going to, you know, ride out to here. You know, I want to do that. And then I want to do, say, you know, the desert and canyons. I want to do that one. Can you do the hotels for, you know, that way you can get the hotels. There's a lot of these places that if you try and book it yourself and get these hotels, you're going to pay a hell of a lot more for the hotel.
Right.
And you might not get in because they're busy. I mean, just to go to Zion or Bryce or somewhere like that, those hotels are booked up a year in advance. It's like Sturgis. You know, you can do a self-guided to Sturgis because we do block reservations with hotel. They'll block off 50 rooms for us.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll get that hotel room. You call up and they'll, and you know, the person at the reservation agent, you know, at the front desk is going to laugh at you. Or say, you want it? Yeah, for this year? Yeah, good luck.
No.
We can do it for 2021, but no, not for this year.
Now, so somebody takes on a guided tour, they have to stick to that itinerary, right?
On a guided tour?
On the self-guided tour.
Oh, on the, no, they can deviate however they want.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as far as goes for the schedule from day to day, because you've made the reservations for them in these hotels. So if day one says they need... Right. Yeah.
Yeah, if they don't go to that hotel, then they're on their own. They got to pay for it themselves.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they want to deviate, they can do that. But that's where you say, hey, I want to do a self-guided based on this tour, but I want to add this, this, and this. All you got to do is talk to us. All you got to do is communicate with us. That's where a custom guided tour comes in.
Oh,
right
there we
now,
go.
Yeah, one of the reasons David is so busy and in the UK and you know couldn't really talk is right now he's got three or four custom itineraries that he's working on for self-guided tours.
Oh, okay.
So he's busy putting those together. I'm putting them together a little bit. I'm making up maps for him. So that way, you know, you get a lot of information.
Okay. Well, briefly, we just touched on it right now. Lodging and food. How does that work out?
Okay, on a guided tour?
Yeah.
Or on a,
well, we're on guided tours. Let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah, let's do. Yeah, I like those.
All right.
On the guided tours, the hotels are they're paid for. That's included in the tour price. So you don't have to worry about that. They're all good hotels, Best Western, Holiday Inn.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and some of the others, I mean, we're not going to, you know, go to some, you know, rat trap hotel where you turn on the lights and the cockroaches scatter on the floor. No, we don't do that. Believe me, I've stayed in plenty of those over
God,
the years.
No,
yeah. Well, it's the only thing available.
That's true.
But this is when I'm out. That's when I'm out on my own. That's not with a tour group.
Right.
No, we've got hotels that we go to. They're all good hotels. They're all really good quality. A lot of times, if we have 2 days somewhere. Like on Route 66, we stayed at a really, really nice hotel in Old Town Santa Fe, like a block, maybe a block and a half from the plaza, because we were there for two nights. So we're going to upgrade and do an even better hotel. We'll do a four-star hotel.
Okay.
So, yeah, but not all the time, but most of the time when we try and do that. But they're all really good quality hotels. We don't skimp on it. You know, you're paying a premium. You should get something that's good, not a Motel 6.
No. What about food? How's that handled?
A lot of the hotels have a complimentary breakfast. You know, you've had those, the little continental breakfast. Some are actually getting pretty good. Mm-hmm. But the breakfast where it's not included will stop somewhere. You pay for your own food. So we don't. The only included meals we have is a welcome dinner and a departure dinner.
Okay. Well, ballpark it for me. On your average tour, how much is a single rider going to spend on food for the length of a 7 day tour, for example?
7 day tour, about $300.
Okay, that's not too bad. And
well, 350. Yeah, that's not including alcohol.
Right.
Okay. That's not including having seven beers that night at the restaurant at $5 a pop.
Oh God.
You know. So you're talking about $30 to $40 a day in food.
That's not
and
bad.
On some, yeah, and on some of the tours. Where there's a really nice location coming up that I know of or one of my other tour guides knows of that we know of, we'll even stop in at like Walmart and in the morning and go get sandwiches, and then we'll go have a picnic lunch in the afternoon.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's a great way to save a little bit of money, and it's nice. It's relaxing. You know, you're not waiting for waitresses or waiters or servers or tables or anything like that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Another important note that I do on the food, and I stress this with all my tour guides, and on all my tours is I avoid fast food like the plague.
Oh, my God, yes.
I go to Mom. We're really all about supporting local businesses. We go to the mom-and-pop diners, you know, the mom-and-pop places. I avoid chains wherever possible. Sometimes they're unavoidable. But I don't do fast food. I don't do Burger King. I don't do Mickey D's. I don't do any of that. Okay. I'll go to a little diner in some, you know, little small backwater town.
Right.
Because they have the best, you know, the best chicken fried steak on the planet. Or I'll, or what I love. I'm a big barbecue fiend. Is I have found some of the best small little barbecue places all along Route 66.
Nice.
And I don't do it all the time, but I'll do about three or four of them.
Wow.
And they are just, I mean, there's nothing better than a big plate of burnt ends and brisket.
Well, listen, I haven't eaten yet, so you might want to just knock off on a food talk.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Next thing you know, you're going to be chewing a hole in your arm. Sorry about that.
Soon. It's okay. Well, it's coming.
Part of that is I used to be a professional chef before I did that. So I,
you know,
good food. I look for the good stuff and the Americana stuff. So
now that you say that, the first thing that comes to mind is, why aren't you guys doing these tours with a food truck?
I would love to do that, but the logistics involved are insane.
Why?
I'd love to. Well, the resupply, supplying it, then you'd have to have a food handler certificate for each state. You'd have to have a food license for each state. No, it would be insane.
Hey, so when someone books a tour, what is included?
Okay, well, like I said, the motorcycle hire, or rental, as we call it here, the tour guide, the support vehicle, the hotels, welcome meal, departure meal, and also in the support vehicle, we have a cooler to where we have complimentary bottled water. We also have Gatorade powder, so you can make a Gatorade. I got fresh fruit for snacks, you know, got apples and oranges, that kind of stuff. And just the knowledge of where you're going and you not having to worry about anything and just going for a ride and having a great time.
Does each rider get a tour swag from the company?
Yeah, we do. Oh, of course, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta put that stuff out there. Well, each participant, we give you a backpack, a day pack.
Okay.
So you get a day pack, and in the day pack, we include a water bottle. So we refill the water bottle.
Okay.
We refill it from the big jugs that we have in the support vehicle. So you can mix up the Gatorade too, because we use the powder.
Right.
I don't like leaving a trail of empty water bottles all the way down the road in the landfills. So
no,
it's a lot
not.
Better to fill that. Yeah. And then a sunscreen lip balm.
Oh,
an SPF 30 lip balm, because you know how dry your lips get, especially out in the desert. Though it's even worse.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me.
So we give them that. You also get a microfiber cloth for cleaning off your visor, for cleaning off your camera lens, stuff like that.
Right.
Stuff that you can actually use. And then before you leave on the tour, we will send to you a road book in a nice little binder. It's got a couple luggage tags in there. It's got a pen, and it's got the road book. The road book has all the information about the tour, where you're going, what to expect, all the information.
Really?
And also, when you do that, we also send you the link to our YouTube channel. And on our YouTube channel, we have the Before You Go series of videos.
Right.
Which will answer all of your questions before you even come over to do the tour.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, everybody gets to keep those little packs that you give them, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely, yeah, they're theirs. We got a nice little spiral bound. It's kind of like a small to medium-sized book.
Okay.
Spiral bound.
Right.
All the information is in there for it.
Okay. Now, as far as goes for transportation to from the airport, do you handle that as well?
No. We leave that up to the people. But typically, our welcome hotel is really close to the airport right by the airport. So most of the time, you catch a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel and vice versa when the tour is over. Some places you do have to pay for it, like Vegas or something like that, but you can also just get an Uber or Lyft or a taxi, and they're still usually pretty close.
Yeah. What about fuel?
Fuel is included on all the guided tours, not on the self-guided,
right?
But on the guided tours, it's included. You don't
That's
have to
awesome.
Worry about it. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. And the support vehicle driver and myself as a tour guide or the tour guide, they'll even help fill up the bikes. We found it's just a lot faster and a lot easier to where I roll up to the pump, start the pump, fill up my bike, drive it off real quick, come running back, and then I just stand there and fill up everybody's bike. They just come up, take the cap off, I fill it up, they put it back on, get out the damn way, let the next people through.
That is really, I tell you what, because that is a major part of any travel is fuel expense. Even though it's a bike, it's only 5-6 gallons, but still, that adds up. And knowing that you guys are covering it, wow, that's awesome.
Well, it adds up, but I have people that come over from Europe, particularly to the UK, but from Europe, I've had people from Japan are the same way. They come over here and see the price of fuel, and they just laugh. They're just they're paying $7-8 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, they pay for a liter what we pay for a gallon, really.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they're paying $7 to $8 a gallon, and they come over here and see that they're paying, 40 pence for a liter, where at home they're paying, £1.20 for a liter. And they're just laughing. They laugh. I'm going to fill up my suitcase and take the gas home with me. How can you, But they love it. But the benefit of us helping fuel the bikes and including the fuel is it makes the group run so much faster.
Oh, sure.
Long, long time ago, like 14 years ago when I first started doing this. Okay?
Yeah.
All the individuals had to pay for their own fuel. Wow. A fuel stop for 15 bikes took 45 minutes.
Ooh.
And it was confusing. Yeah, well, it was confusing because you had a whole bunch of people lining up to pay and then coming out to fill the bikes and moving the bikes, going in to get their change, blah, 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 because you can't use an international credit card at a fuel pump. Or if you do, they shut off the card. It was just a nightmare. And we decided, okay, to hell with it. We're going to take the average fuel price for the year, for the mileage, blah, blah, blah. We're just going to include it in the price of the tour. Now, to fuel up 15 bikes takes 15 minutes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
To where, boom, you got time to go get something to drink, go use the restroom, enjoy it, not, stress about running back and forth to get, your change and all that.
That's fantastic. That really is a great service that you offer. So in 2012, you guys became an authorized Harley tour operator. How's that been working out for you?
That's been working out pretty good. Part of that is the restrictions that we have as part of a Harley-Davidson authorized. Like, we can't have more than 15 motorcycles on a tour.
Yeah.
Unless it's been pre-approved by the tour guide, the support guide, us, everybody. And if it's a custom special tour.
Okay.
If like a hog chapter and said, okay, hey, we got 20 bikes. Then we'll make sure it's okay with everybody. And yes, then we'll do it. But other than that, no, it's Harley-Davidson says no more than 15 motorcycles on a tour.
Okay. Well, how did that happen? How did you become a Harley authorized tour operator?
They have different regions throughout the world, and the Harley-Davidson regions, and we applied for it in the UK. They sent out a couple of spies to check on us, and they liked us the most of all the different tour operators.
Okay.
And then they approved our application over everybody else's.
Oh, that's really fantastic. So where do you get your bikes from?
Right now, we're getting them from Eagle Rider.
Okay. And what kind of bikes are you offering?
Well, we've got a bunch of different bikes that you can get. There's, 8 different models that we get from them. They're all Harley-Davidson, of course, being Harley-Davidson authorized.
Oh, yeah.
So, and part of the authorized, too, is that we get the low-mileage bikes. We get the ones in the best condition. They make sure they take care of us first before their other customers. So that's the other benefit of the authorized program. But you can get Electric Glide, a Road Glide, Street Glide, Heritage Softail, Road King. You can even get a Tri-Glide trike.
Wow.
That it's extra. But if you can't ride a motorcycle proper, but you can still get a Tri-Glide.
Okay.
And then a Sportster and a Lowrider.
Really? So, do you get a lot of people get the Sportster and a Lowrider?
No.
Really? No kidding?
No. Well, do you want to do 3,000 miles on a Sportster across
country? I would. See, I'm an idiot.
I would, too, and I'm a moron, and I've done it. I've led a tour on a Sportster 1200. I did Route 66 on a Sportster 1200 from Chicago to L.A.
And how was it?
Never again.
Was it a comfort problem?
Yeah, that was part. Well, that and no windscreen, high, you know, and winds and gravel and rocks and just no. I'm a big guy though. Okay, I'm 6 foot. I'm about 210 pounds, 220. It's not made for me. No, I have had smaller people. I've had some ladies. I had one lady, she's done it a couple times now. She's done it on a Sportster 883.
Oh, really?
She's like 5'3" and weighs about 100 pounds dripping wet. You know, it's the only bike she can handle.
Yeah.
But we got it for her and she did just fine. The only problem I have with the Sportsters and like the lowrider is just the peanut tanks, those tiny little tanks they have on them. You know, I got to fuel them up one extra time a day.
Yeah. I guess that could be a little bit of a nuisance, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But no, I know how to work around it. So, but yeah, it's, the Sportster, I've done the tour. I've done tours on every model that they offer.
Even the Triglide?
Actually, that's the one I haven't.
Okay.
That's the one I
haven't.
Well,
see, now you know you have to.
Oh, no.
Why not?
I'm going to keep doing this job until I'm 80.
Okay.
Okay, and I can't hold the bike up anymore.
Then you'll get the trike, right?
Then I'll get the trike so that I could have that nice, cute nurse behind me with an oxygen bottle and those paddle things that used to shock you back awake, you know.
You hope not.
Then I'll keep doing it, okay? All right.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to use their own bike, what's the deal with that?
You can use your own bike. That's not a problem. We can adjust the price accordingly.
Okay.
To where we don't include the cost of the hire, but if you do break down, you're on your own.
Oh, really?
That is the drawback.
That is the drawback. Wow. Have you had many people use their own bike?
Yeah, I have. I've had quite a few, actually.
What kind of bikes have you seen?
Actually, right now on our Live in the Deep South tour that's going right now, I've got a couple from South Africa, and they came over here. They love motorcycle touring. So they came over, and they just bought two Indians because they like Indian.
All right.
And they're riding their own Indians on the tour.
Okay.
So, cool. But I've seen Gold Wings. I've seen all sorts of Harleys. I had one guy do it on a Harley. It was a Road King. Yeah, it's Road King with a sidecar.
Oh, there you go.
And it was a beautiful custom-made sidecar. Oh, it's beautiful. And he did Route 66 all the way across on his own bike with a sidecar, stuff like that.
Have you ever had anybody come in there with their own bike that was completely inappropriate for what they were going to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do tell.
It was a long, long time ago. Guys, about 12, 13 years ago, had a guy insisted that he bring his own motorcycle. Okay. Well, he was from Italy, and he had a Ducati sport bike.
Oh.
And he wanted to do Route 66 on his sport bike. Okay.
Yeah.
He shows up. Yeah, he shows up. And, and for, I'd say, about 3 months beforehand, we kept talking to him saying, look, you don't want to do a two-week tour on a Ducati, on a sport bike. I mean, a real rice burner, cafe racer, you know.
Yeah.
It's, no, you don't want to do it on that, okay? You want something that you can look up, you can enjoy, you can, you know, really enjoy the scenery and just cruise. And you don't want, no, he insisted. No, I'm going to take it. Okay, so we can arrange for shipping. So we had his bike shipped over here. He picked it up in Chicago. He was happy. He was, he's my moto. You like, hey, beautiful, hey, molto bene.
You do that well.
He was, thank you. He was a great guy. He was a really nice guy. It was just goofy to see the first morning. We're picking up the bikes. His bike is there. He's there in the full race suit, okay, with the knee pad scrapers and the boots, the fancy helmet and all this gear. You know, everybody else was around him in Harley leathers and stuff like that. You know, just total fish out of water.
Yeah.
Just totally, you know, just like, wow, okay, where's Waldo? Right there. Because he was bright red. It was just like, wow, okay, we can see you from orbit. Anyway, so he gets, you know, and he did fine. He did fine for the first 3 days. And after the third day, he just comes up to me. I have a problem. I cannot ride no more. He couldn't, because we had gotten into Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And there's some long, straight stretches in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And the sports bikes are great. I have nothing against them. I've ridden plenty of them. You know, Triumph Speed Triple is one of my all-time favorite bikes.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that thing. I don't own one because I'd kill myself in a month. But it's but he was just he was hurting. I mean, this poor guy, he could barely straighten up. His knees and wrists were locked in that position for about an hour after he was done riding. He had to go sit in the sauna or the hot tub just to loosen up so he could get his damn, you know,
wow.
just so he could, you know, move his body again. And he gave up after as soon as we got to Amarillo. He took a flight back home.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
He could not finish.
Well, I'm surprised he wouldn't. Now, do you guys, you travel with an extra bike, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, we do, but that's a spare bike, and that's only in case we have a breakdown or a problem.
And that's only for somebody who paid for a bike.
Exactly. Yep. Well, that and we also had, but we helped the guy out. You know, he flew back home. And we made arrangements to have his bike picked up by a bike transportation company
right.
and have it, trucking company, and then have it shipped back to, I think it was New Jersey or New York, and put in a container and sent back to Italy.
Oh, my God.
So we helped him out with that, but that, that cost him $1,000 right there.
Ah, tip from Gary, boys and girls, don't use a sport bike.
Yeah, don't use a Ducati to do Route 66. No. Not advisable. Not a smart idea.
No. So, hey, why don't you tell us about Fly Insure and More?
Okay. Well, part of what we do as Orange and Black and HC Travel is we're a full service travel agent. We're bonded. We're insured. We're checked out. We're part of the Travel Trust Association. We're ATOL licensed, which means we can do your flights. So, if you just call us up and say, "Hey, I want to do this tour," we can also arrange for your flights. And we can typically get them at the same amount, if not a little bit less, than what you
really?
Would pay.
No kidding.
Well, we're a travel agent.
Oh.
We got the inside line on that stuff, man.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so we can do your flights. We can also do extra hotel days before or after the tour. So say, okay, I do 66, I get to L.A., and I want to hang out for 3 days. Okay, we'll do your hotel for 3 days. We can do as much or as little as you want us to. All you got to do is tell us, and we'll do it. We can do it. Now, the insurer, when you rent the bikes with us, part of the Harley-Davidson authorized program is that we get the EVIP zero insurance, which means zero deductible.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Which means, the bike gets totaled, it's covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you specifically say, no, I don't want to pay for that. I want the lesser insurance. Just get the full insurance. But we also do traveler's insurance specifically for motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
So we can get that. And that's something really, really difficult to get. There's a lot of places, especially in Europe, overseas, other countries, to where if you go and try and get traveler's insurance, no problem. Well, I'm going to be riding a motorcycle. Not a chance in hell.
No kidding.
Because they see that it's a much higher risk. So David in the U.K., found an underwriter for an insurance company in the UK that was willing to do it, and he can get the insurance that usually typically no one else can for the traveler's insurance part of it. Okay. And more is, basically, what do you want? We're a full service travel agent. You want to do that? No problem. If, say, you do a tour and then you want to fly to another destination and then do something there and then fly somewhere else and then fly home, we can do all that.
So you do more.
Exactly.
More.
Yes, that's the whole idea. And at the end of the tour, I usually feel like I've done a hell of a lot more.
So you're not only offering the U.S. tours, you're also doing tours for Mexico and Cuba. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
We've got most of those are self-guided. But we do have a couple guys in Mexico and Cuba that we do use that we know. And they do stuff around there as well. So I'm not as familiar with that. I concentrate here in the United States, but I know that they do. There's one that goes down Baja. There's one that goes down through central Mexico. And then there's Cuba. That's pretty much going around the island 500 times in 4 days.
Wow.
So, no. It's going to all the little cool places in Cuba.
Have you done that?
No, I'd love to. I would really love to.
I would too.
I haven't had a chance to yet. So wow. I have ridden all the way through Mexico. Did that back in college. So I rode all the way down to Patagonia and back on my motorcycle when I was in college.
And what do you do about the bikes for Cuba?
For Cuba, that one I'm at, there are actually some Harley-Davidsons there, and there are mostly Honda. There's some smaller Honda bikes, and they tend to be smaller, but it's...
From the 60s?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Now, briefly, I know this isn't your area, but you have the European tours. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We offer different European tours. Right now, we've got a really good one. This one might be of particular interest to people in the United States that have English, Scottish heritage. We got a mate of mine, Chris Smith. He works directly for us, and he has a Scottish Highlands tour, the Highlands Fling.
Really?
Fling.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and he's from Edinburgh. He's a great guy. He loves riding, and he knows all the little ins and outs and all the little places there. And then we have self-guided itineraries in the rest of the UK and also mostly in Europe. And we've got some other tour operators that we work with in Europe. So we can offer European tours as well if you want to go do Stelvio Pass, or you want to go do the Alps, or you want to go do the Black Forest or the Nuremberg Ring, which is one that I'm dying to do. And I'll probably be dying if I do it.
on that speed triple.
On that speed triple, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see if I can pin that speedo. So.
Now, you're also offering some, which I thought was pretty unusual, the adventure tours. There's two adventure tours that you offer. Tell us about those.
The adventure tours, those are off-road tours.
Yeah.
So those are the ones to where you're off the beaten track, you're on a duo sport or a dirt bike.
Okay.
And you can head all over the place on those.
Now, are you following the BDR routes?
Some of the time you are. Some of the time you're following other trails and routes that other people have established as well.
Oh, okay. Now, I see. Now, obviously, you're not riding Harley-Davidsons on these, so where would you get the bikes for those?
Those would be from independent suppliers.
Oh, okay.
Because
I get that.
Need specific ones. And also, there are ones that Eagle Rider does have. And some of the tour operators actually have their own bikes.
Okay.
So it just depends on who you're going with.
Your YouTube channel. Let's talk about your YouTube channel. What kind of videos can somebody expect to see on your YouTube channel?
On our YouTube channel, which is Orange and Black Harley Davidson USA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just do Orange and Black Motorcycle Tours in the search bar. It'll find us. On there, we've got all sorts of videos that I've put together that are individual tours, just general overviews. Just stuff that you expect on a tour. Some silly stuff that I throw in here and there. I just recently got a drone, so I'm going to be posting some of those up.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been playing. So, and then also I've got a Before You Go series, which is a whole series. I think it's 12 videos of me standing looking like a fool in front of a camera going, okay, this is what to expect for the whole tour.
Okay.
So, or this is what to expect. You know, this is how to pack, what to pack for the tour. This is, you know, what we do day by day. This is how to ride together as a group. Just little hints and tips and tricks that not only apply to the tours, but just also can apply to a touring in general. So, but there's some fun stuff in there too.
I did see on your videos that you had Henry Cole from the UK on there.
Yeah, he's a mate of mine. He's a buddy of mine. I met him probably, 6-7 years ago when I was at the motorcycle show in Birmingham, England. I go over to the UK every year to sell the tours at the second largest motorcycle show in Europe. And, I smoke cigarettes, but I went outside for a smoke break and I was wearing my waistcoat and went outside and it's got Route 66 patches all over the back. And I go down, I go sit down, and he comes out, and he's chatting to some people, and he looks at my back, and he goes, oh, hey, and I knew who it was. I was like, oh, shit, that's okay, that's Henry Cole, whatever, you know. And he comes over and sits down, hey, I've done Route 66, too. And I'm like, yeah, I know. He's like, oh, you know who I am? He says, yeah, I've done it twice. And I just kind of looked at him and giggled and went, yeah, that's I know, that's cute. What do you mean cute? What do you mean cute? I just looked at him and said, you know, I've done it about 100 times by now. And next thing you know, he's asking me every question. He's like, what? No, bullshit. No, you're taking the piss. I'm like, no, I'm not. I gave him my card. I'm a professional tour guide. I do this for a living. And we just kind of hit it off.
Yeah.
And, I'd go get lunch or something like that. And I'd go over to the stand he was on and I'd, you know, motion to him. We'd go get some lunch together and just kind of hang out.
Wow. You know, he's going to be on my show next week.
Excellent. Well, tell him howdy for me.
I sure will.
Say Bear says howdy. And Yeah, he's the best thing about Henry that I love is that he's just your straightforward, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
He's not all full of himself. Like, I've met a lot of other motorcycling celebrities. I've had a few on my tours. And I won't say who.
All right. Okay, I'll let you have those.
But some of them are insufferable.
Oh, really?
Because they're, I'm on TV. Ooh, I'm famous. You know, it's like, I don't care.
Shut up and ride, right?
Yeah, shut up. You know, two wheels and a motor. Let's go.
Right.
You know, that's what's important. You know, at the end of the day, we're all the same anyway.
I just finished Henry's book, and I'm really, he just wrote it. It's A Biker's Life.
Yep, I've got it.
Yeah, I just finished it, and I'm really, really eager to have him on. I can't wait to speak with him.
He's had one roller coaster of a life, man.
Yeah, yeah, you're not kidding. Oh my God, it's gonna be great to talk to him. I definitely will mention that I spoke with you, and I'm sure he'll get a kick out of that.
Oh yeah, well, he's a great guy. He really is. And he's gonna be coming back to do a tour with me, probably 2021.
Really?
He's eager to come back. The first tour. When I got to know him, started talking to him, saw him every year at the bike show for like 4 or 5 years, I kept saying, well, hey man, you ought to come ride with me. And he finally said, yeah, okay. And I took him down Route 66.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, what am I doing? Beating a dead horse here? Cause he'd already done it twice by then. Hell, yeah. He'd made 2 television programs
about
it.
But he didn't do it with you.
He didn't do it with the guy who knew all the crazy people along the way that make it worth doing. He didn't know the little secret bits of it that I know that nobody else knows.
Right.
Okay, that little alignment from 1937 in the middle of Illinois that's made out of brick.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or 1932, but yeah. But it's, that one little section or this one little section in Oklahoma or this one part here that, it's almost impossible to find. But it just screams Route 66 to you.
Yeah.
And that's what he loved. And he actually said at the end, he's like, he says, I feel embarrassed at doing Route 66 a bit. He says, I've done it twice, but I can't believe how much I missed compared to what we did together.
Did you guys do this one section where it's only half of the road? It's only paved halfway? I mean, as far as it goes, the half width. It's only a half width paved section of road.
Are you talking the sidewalk?
Yeah, the sidewalk road, yeah.
Sidewalk road south of Miami, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the state of Oklahoma, in their wisdom about 5 years ago, decided to chip seal over.
They didn't. Did they really?
Yes. They poured tar over it and then gravel, and now it is the most dangerous surface humanly possible to ride a motorcycle on.
What?
The little cement edges on either side are kind of visible, but it's most of it. There's only one tiny little section on the west side, the western section of it, that's just a dead end.
Yeah.
That you can still do that they didn't chip seal. But the rest of it, they poured gravel all over it, and they screwed it all up, and they made it horrible.
You think they did it to keep motorcycles off?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I would love to see that, swept off, reconditioned, and brought back.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a piece of our history. It's a piece of pure Americana.
Not too long ago, I interviewed a gentleman who runs a YouTube channel called Hooked on Route 66, and the whole interview was all about. And I've never met anybody who knew so much about one particular road than this guy. He knows.
Was it Jess McIntyre or
no?
Okay,
I'd have to go through my archives, and it was about 4 or 5
Roman Rich.
Ago. Yes, Roman Rich.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. How about that? See, small world.
Yep.
Yep. And I just like when he was showing me all these things and all the places that you had gone on Route 66, I'm like, why isn't this open to the general public? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of sections that are closed. They're in a farmer's field that have been horribly neglected for years. It's just dead end. That's why Route 66 is really best done as a guided tour.
Yeah.
Because there's essentially like 3 or 4 Route 66s depending on what line you go down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly. 1926 to like the mid-1930s, 1930s to late 50s, early 60s, and then the 60s through the 1985. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I thought, I've always wanted to do Route 66, but it's just one of those things where I just you know, do I use my own bike? You know, then you guys, it's like, wow, there you go. So it's just a matter of forking over the cash, of which, let's get into that now. Your average tour, a Route 66 tour, what are we talking about for money?
If you bring your own motorcycle, you're looking at about $5,000 to $6,000. But remember, that's for a guided tour. And
that's everything.
That includes a lot. That's everything.
Yeah.
That's your fuel, your hotel. That's if you bring your own bike. If you get a hire bike from us, we're looking at about $7,000 to $8,000.
Okay.
But that includes the works, the tour guide, the support vehicle, the hotels, the motorcycle, the inside knowledge that you're not going to find certain sections, things like that, the
sure.
best place to go for dinner. And we do a really high quality tour. We really bust our butt to make sure that you get the most out of it.
Yeah, so the only thing it does not include is your meals for the most part and your transportation to and from the start location.
Yeah, and whatever souvenirs and other, you know, tax.
And your spending money. Yeah, you're spending
money. Yeah, a little bit of spending money, beer money. You know, you need a different budget for that depending on how much you drink. You know, I've had some guys, they had an equal amount of beer money as they did for food money, so... And that is one little thing that I like to do in the support vehicles as well is we always do have a beer cooler that we just buy. You know, we buy like Budweiser, Coors Original, or Modelo or something like that. And then we just put it in the beer cooler, ice it down, put all the luggage on top of it during the day.
Right.
But when we get to the hotel at night, it's a buck a beer. It's a dollar and a beer.
Why not?
Yeah, you get there. It's been a long day. It's hot out. You know, you had a long day riding. You want a beer.
Yeah.
So, hey, we got the beer cooler.
Have you?
And this is a totally off the wall question.
Do you lose weight on these tours?
Myself?
Anybody. You. Yeah, I can say you.
Okay. Myself, no. Because I've learned how to behave myself. Now, remember, I used to be a chef.
Okay.
And we go to these good restaurants. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've had people nickname some of my tours the food tour because
all right.
they're not used to eating like we do here in the United States,
okay.
especially in the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get, you know, you order, you know, lunch, and in Europe, that lunch would be enough for two people. I have people that have left the UK or gone back home. I see them later that year at the motorcycle show. And they come over to me and go, damn you. I'm like, what? I said, I came home and I was 8 pounds heavier. I put on 8 pounds on that tour. They gave me.
You know what? We could rename your tours cruise ship tours.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah. I just got back from a cruise. Literally, Sunday, I just got back from a cruise. I gained 5 pounds.
See, that's the same thing. You go on holiday, your regular diet goes out the window. Yahoo, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
And I encourage it. I'm evil. I'm pure evil. I encourage it. You know, to me.
Well, how can people learn more about Orange Black Tours?
Well, the food tours. Well, all the tours. All you got to do is go to orangeandblack.com. It's orange-and-black.com. And just take a look at our website. We've got tons of tours. We've got the self-guided tours. The guided tours has a lot of the information there. For everything you want to know about the tours, you can look at us, contact us, call us. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer them. Our email address is there as well.
Any last comments and or recommendations to anybody who wants to go on one of these tours or any tour?
Well, get in touch with us. We'd be happy to talk you through the whole process. Give you a good price. We'll send you a quote on what you want to do, whether it's guided, self-guided, hired bike, or you bring your own bike, whatever you want to do. We can help you accommodate that. We can do the travel arrangements. Whatever you want to do, we can do.
That's excellent. Well, Barrel, yep. I want to thank you very much for joining me here on the Motorcycle Men podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I really hope that one day I actually get to ride with you.
Well, we got to get you out on the road with us sometime, And like I like to say on all my tours, at the end of the tour, remember, keep the rubber on the road and the shiny side up.
Right. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Bear and myself here on episode 196, where we talked about Orange and Black motorcycle tours here in the USA and abroad. Links will be in the show notes and on the Motorcycle Men website, motorcyclemen.us. Hey, listen, check these guys out. I really like what they do. The tours that they have are absolutely spectacular. The Route 66 tours, if that's something you're thinking about doing, they have four different rides for Route 66 alone by themselves. So take advantage of that. Check them out. Orange and black. That's what you want to look for. Look that up. Okay. Don't forget to check out our fellow podcasters, YouTubers, bloggers, and vloggers, whose links you will find on our links page. All of these media outlets and many more out there do great things to promote and encourage our sport and passion. So, from Timbuktu, Chris the Joker, Justin Shoes, and me, Ted Wrongway, your host, thanks for listening, boys and girls, to the Motorcycle Men podcast, where we say stupid crap so you don't have to. Enjoy your ride, kids.